God of hope and mercy, we lift up to you all victims of natural disasters, those responding with assistance and aid, and those unprepared for death. Protect all who are in danger. Strengthen the weary. Console the grieving. Heal the suffering. And bless those who are helping with safety and courage. Instill in us a desire to respond with compassion and generous hearts. Amen. Beloved heart dwellers, we are surrounded by numerous signs that the Lord's coming is near. This is what he told us the signs would be. This is from Matthew 24, verse 4. Jesus said to them in reply, "See that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will deceive many." My precious family, Jesus does not contradict himself. There are some beautiful teachings gaining popularity because they portray a more approachable side of Jesus. It is true that he is very tender and approachable, but I plead with you, do not believe any doctrine that contradicts the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament as a change in the doctrine of Christ. Books can be very seductive. Please pay attention. If they begin to contradict what you know Scripture says, you will know this is from a source that will deceive many. If a writer, no matter how talented, changes the meaning of Scripture to be something totally opposite to what Christ said with his own mouth, that cannot be from God. Moving on to Matthew 24:6, you will hear of wars and reports of wars. See to it that you are not alarmed, for these things must happen, but it will not yet be the end. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes from place to place. And here's a note on that. Tectonic plate pressures are crushing all sensors off the scale. This is from Mike Around the World. No urgency, everyone's saying. Everything's fine, but they know otherwise. They are protected because they will be underground, but have no regard for the public, who they know will soon be in panic. Going back to verse 8 and Matthew 24, all these are the beginning of labor pains. Then they will hand you over to persecution and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. And then many will be led into sin. They will betray and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and deceive many. And because of the increase of evil doing, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. As you go down this list, dear heart dwellers, everything on it is happening right now before your very eyes. The Lord has told me any minute. He's not saying soon anymore. Ezekiel asked him, "My minute or your minute?" Jesus answered him, "Your minute." And here are some facts for you so you will see how very serious a situation we are in, because the mainstream media is telling nothing of what is going on. The government is not being honest about serious earthquakes, just like in the movie 2012. And by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, I suggest you do. It's very accurate. I have watched quakes pop up at 4.5 right on the San Andreas Fault. 5 minutes later, they're gone. Just yesterday that happened, so I changed my notification settings from 4 to 3 and found they had downgraded it, and that's why it wasn't in my quake feed. It could have been legitimate, but then it could have been the narrative that everything's just fine and dandy. The fault is letting off gas. But the officials blame it on rotting fish. Of course, they are not going to tell the millions who live there, hey, you could be dead tomorrow. The San Andreas Fault is ready to go. Sulfur-scented water is the first sign of a large earthquake, and it occurs several weeks before the event. And a seismologist said it is possible to predict an earthquake is coming based on the sulfur smell. And yet we hear these narratives about rotten fish. Nothing to see here. Well, that's what's going on in California right now. All up and down California, they're smelling rotten, something really rotten in the air. And it's sulfur dioxide. My precious family, if you are in California, please prepare yourself to meet the Lord. You should be doing that anyway. Or move out. It could happen at any time. God, in His great mercy, is warning you. People who live in California, the big one is coming any time. Please pay attention to that. The Nibiru planet X system, the one that they say is a conspiracy theory, is coming full cycle on its orbit around our sun, so it is closer to the Earth. And some believe the magnetism is so great that it is causing all the planets in our solar system to heat up on the inside, including ours. These red sandstorms that are occurring around the world right now have nothing to do with Africa. This is what I've been told, that Earth is struggling to be in alignment with Nibiru, which has a massive magnetic pull. While that is happening, Planet X, or Nibiru, is releasing iron oxide protons that are magnetically drawn to the Earth. You really can't see this happening, but these red dust storms are an accumulation of those. Planet X, or Nibiru, is actually a planet that is rotating around another sun, the dark dwarf star called Nemesis, which has a total of three planets rotating around it, Nemesis, Helion, and Arbota. Nibiru has a moon called Ferrata, and Helion has a moon called Harrington. Altogether, the solar system has six bodies, which are rotating together around our sun. Some say this little solar system comes near to the Earth every 3,500 years and creates havoc because of its magnetism, which interferes with the stability of our solar system. Disruption is magnetic and causes all kinds of issues with the magnetic force that surrounds the Earth. There's also another mysterious force hitting the Earth, pulses, which are causing the core to heat up. According to Mike from around the world on SoundCloud, we are in for a very big event involving the different parts of the ocean that have heated up so much they have had to redirect shipping lanes. Not only because the water was so hot, also because they were putting off methane gas. Could actually see like a brownish cloud hovering over the ocean in a place, and that has no buoyancy whatsoever. So if you sail a ship to that brown cloud, you drop straight to the bottom of the ocean. The Earth's core is getting so hot, the volcanoes are coming alive all over the world. Just today, Wednesday, October 21st, 2021, a huge volcano, Aso, in Japan, exploded out of nowhere. A green laser-like light was seen just before the explosion, going straight down into the caldera. And a photographer was in just the right position to shoot the explosion. Funny how that always seems to happen, like with the Twin Towers. It certainly sounds like some kind of laser was involved in this. But I'm not an expert. Mike from around the world on SoundCloud is an expert. We are now entering the debris field of Nibiru, in which are an untold number of meteors that will storm the Earth. That could fulfill the Revelation prophecy of fire falling from heaven, as well as the many messages the Lord has given us about fire falling from the sky. It is also known that an incredibly large asteroid is headed towards Puerto Rico, which may very well knock the Earth off its axis. By the way, the Earth is now wobbling on its axis. Land masses are surfacing. Islands are popping up. Some are rising 35 feet. New islands are being formed that displace the water, which will cause the coastlines to change and water to come up higher on the land. Brother Mike was showing me a picture of one of the islands where just a chunk of land all of a sudden sliced straight up in the air 35 feet without any warning at all, just happened. Recently at Iwo Jima, land is rising and bringing up sunken vessels from World War II. Ships are being rerouted so they will not sink in the methane gas which is coming up from under the ocean floor and volcanic activity. The Chinese and Middle Eastern terrorists have passed over the Mexican border by the hundreds, guys, by the hundreds. And the Chinese have purchased billions of dollars of real estate, high rises, including national parks. There's an active war going on in Taiwan with China and the U.S. and the Allied forces, but nobody is talking about it. There have been casualties. The Chinese supposedly sunk one of our ships, and we shot down several of their aircraft. Ezekiel caught this on the military channel before they took it down. Of course, our mainstream media, being in the pay of China and the CCP, haven't said a word about it. Russia and China's presidents are getting their people ready for war with America. There are so many Chinese enemy combatants in America, they won't even have to invade in some places to get things going. They'll pop up out of nowhere in our homeland and start shooting. And a massive, gigantic volcano is about to explode, according to Mike from around the world. And no one is being warned. He's not saying where that volcano is. It's possible that it ties in with the Philippines and Greece somehow. There's a way that that system is connected. They also know about sinkholes that are forming in California. Sinkholes the size of whole cities. They're not warning anyone. These sinkholes are going to give way and just disappear into the earth, but no one's being warned. That begs the question. The enemies of God on earth have something they call Agenda 2030, which is to reduce the earth's population by two-thirds, I believe, by 2030. And no, it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy reality. COVID shots are a mixed bag. In one batch, they're different shots. You'd be lucky to get the saline and not the other two deadly ones. By the way, the CCP disease was created not only to depopulate the world, but also to mandate the mark of the beast. This is only a trial run to see who will be compliant little doobies and who will fight against it. Some manufactured masks and the test swabs are infected. So if you wear them, they could give you COVID and Morgellons disease. Please make your own masks. And I listened to Mike from around the world tonight, and he said, do not walk off your job. Fight the mandates in court if you have to. But don't walk off your job, because they have other people trained to take over your job, and they're not from this country. And they don't have our interests in mind. It's not necessarily a moral government that these people are being taken from and trained up to be put in the jobs that people are vacating in America. They're not schooled anywhere near as well as the nurses and doctors and different people here. But worse than that, we're going to have people from another country running this country in no time at all if everyone just dives out of their job. It's better to fight it. Stand and fight it and hold on to your job and fight the mandate. America is truly on the edge of civil war over these ridiculous mandates that are destroying businesses and schools and every family's livelihood. People are boiling hot over the way their lives are being destroyed by these mandates. Paul Begley, if you can pass over his dramatic reactions, they're kind of cute, really has very extensive and accurate information. He does a lot of research, and he gets his information from very good sources. It can no longer be hidden. We are entering into an unprecedented meteor storm of an immense size that is connected with Planet X and Nemesis, the dwarf star. We've never been in this place before, and the Earth will be devastated with the space rocks hitting and causing fires and other kinds of damage. Some will not be on fire, but will land cold. But many will be on fire. They just had some in South America that landed and caught a whole area of land on fire. The huge iron oxide dust storms will inundate the land and poison the water. These red sandstorms that they're talking about are not coming from the Sahara. The weather phenomena brought wind speeds of more than 80 miles per hour to many parts of the archipelago and shrouded cars and buildings in red sand dust. In the smaller island of La Palma, fierce winds tore down lampposts and palm trees and a wall along a main road, burying parked cars. This is not normal. They are trying to make it look like just another abnormal, normal weather event. But this is part of a whole system that's coming in, that we're coming into, and is linked to serious meteorological apocalyptic events. The sandstorm reduced visibility so heavily in some places that many roads were closed, and drivers who did venture out crawled nearly to a halt as they struggled to see. These iron dust storms will poison waters all over the world. And as I mentioned before, they are iron oxide particles coming from Planet X or Nibiru. I think I explained that a little more someplace in this report. And dear ones, the recent alliances between the new Afghanistan government throughout the Middle East with China and Russia and Iran could be the fulfillment of prophecy about the 10 and 7 nations that will be lined up against Israel. I don't know if you've seen anything about how New York, or even in Europe, in China, is flooding. If you haven't seen anything like that, you might want to look at the two preachers. They collect clips about these things from all over the world. And this flooding that's taking place, I mean in New York City, piling up cars, and in other cities in America, the flood is so severe that the cars are being swept down with the waters. And why is that? It's because there's stalled weather systems over that area. And rather than taking the rain and moving across the land with it, it's stalled above a certain area. In some places, like in Greece and France, that I've seen already, they've had a year's worth of rain in one day, and things are just devastated from the rain. The subways in New York City and around the world are flooded. People are standing on chairs trying to get away from the water in these underground subways. And they had all kinds of clips of water pouring out of toilets, water that was a foot deep in a house or an apartment in New York City. It's unbelievable. In China, near the Three Gorges Dam, it was unbelievable how the water was sweeping away buildings on both sides of the river. This is not normal. This, too, is the effect of that system with Nibiru and the planetary shifts and the Earth heating up. It's not on mainstream media, but channels like Wayan out of India are starting to show it all. Also, the two preachers have collected clips from all over the world. These fires that have been happening around the world are being caused not only by droughts, because of stalled weather systems, they're not getting any rain. Not only by that, but by meteor storms falling into forests and setting them on fire. And we're coming into this right now, guys. Within the next week, within the next month or so, we're going to be seeing meteors commonly falling from the sky on fire, just like the scriptures say. There are huge serpents. You know how the Lord talks about it in Revelation, how the animals will even turn against man. The scriptures talk about how animals will also turn against man because of your sinfulness. There are huge serpents eating the manatees in Florida, in the Everglades. They're eating everything. Some of these serpents, these snakes, are 9 feet, not long, not 9 feet long, 9 feet in diameter, a cross section of the serpents that are out there, 8 to 9 feet wide. Unbelievable. This again is mentioned in Revelation 6:8. So I looked and behold an ashy pale horse, black and blue, as if made so by bruising, and its rider's name was Death and Hades, the realm of the dead, following him closely. And they were given authority and power over a fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with plague, pestilence, disease, and with wild beasts of the earth. So here is a breakdown of the sequence of events that we believe are leading up to the rapture. This is just with the information we currently have. We are no longer using guns and bullets in war. Rather, it's lasers and electromagnetic devices to shift weather and precipitate volcanoes and earthquakes, spread killer diseases, and worst of all, use the mainstream media to keep people's minds poisoned with disinformation and asleep while they place their Amazon orders and work hard to pay them off. Dear ones, I've shared with you the different real dangers and conspiracy realities that plague our world right now, as the evil ones work to kill 2/3 of mankind. All these superpowers know what's going on with demon aliens and the Earth's tectonic plates and deadly weather patterns and incoming meteor storms and asteroids. There are massive city-sized sinkholes ready to drop all over the nation, not just California. And the approach of Nibiru and the meteor storms, they know it all, and are trying to lull us to sleep with lies so we can wake up one day to death and chaos. Here is one scenario that's possible. China has built up a huge population in America. The San Andreas Fault is letting off sulfur dioxide, which is a precursor to a big quake, and about to sink a huge portion of California. Our enemies could set it off. And the New Madrid Fault Line, splitting the U.S. in two, could also be set off by our enemies, killing millions. Are both happening almost simultaneously, leaving us totally devastated. We are drawn into a war with China and Russia over Taiwan, where we have military and billions of dollars worth of weapons and troops that could be destroyed by their non-stoppable supersonic missiles, for which we have no defense. In our weakened state, they could begin to attack us, or they could wait for a tsunami to hit from the East Coast, whether it's set off by lasers on the ocean floor or La Palma being tweaked by a weapon to totally collapse New York City and the East Coast, being hit possibly with a nuclear weapon and a barrage of those ultrasonic weapons, which we could not altogether stop. In any case, they are just biding their time until God's judgment falls on America and we're weakened and more vulnerable than ever before in history. The enemy and the Communist Party has already settled thousands and thousands of Chinese and Middle Easterners in different businesses ready to respond at any time to the call, along with Muslim extremists who also live undercover here. Mainstream media is in the pay and discourages any kind of patriotism, ridicules it, while promoting Chinese communist agendas. You see, Satan doesn't care how he destroys the earth as long as he can harvest billions of souls for hell. Today he'll use the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Tomorrow he'll use the Muslims. The next day he'll use our rotten political system. The next day our financial institutions. The next day deadly disease. He doesn't care, as long as the job is done. Souls harvested for hell and an atheistic planet Earth. That's what he's trying to do. He already has spread Satan worship all over the world, and they are at work in the very fabric of daily life at every level, from the waitress that serves coffee in a diner to the president. My dear heart dwellers, these are but a few of the signs that reveal we are entering into the end times. Lord Jesus, I've said a lot, but I really want to hear from you. Lord, please tell me what's on your heart and mind. Jesus began, "My people, because I love you so dearly, I am making a way for your lives to be the way they should be. An environment of justice, encouragement, equality, support, apprenticing and learning and family environment that is pure, chaste, loving, where fathers are fathers and mothers, true mothers. In order for this system to arise, the earth must be cleansed of all the evil mankind has done with Satan's influence and what they have accomplished to destroy righteousness from the earth, to pervert families, destroy the innocence of children, and to make monsters of men and women who are wholly taken over by the worst evil imaginable. I must separate the wheat from the chaff and remove the filth that has dominated the earth. It all needs to go. It needs to be burned and buried, never to arise again. I'm coming to prepare the earth for my reign. But first, the cleansing and annihilation of evil. I have taken great pains to inform you ahead of time of the signs of my coming. You are now seeing the very things I told you would happen on this earth before the rapture of the church. After this, evil will accelerate, and the final confrontations between light and the darkness will take place. After that, I will tie Satan's hands along with all his demons for the 1,000-year reign. You may wonder why it must be loosed after the 1,000 years. The answer is simple. During this time, the evil seeds in mankind will be sown and come to the surface, and I will make a permanent end to evil at that time. Please be patient with me and this process. Be brave and valiant. Cleave to me and even forsake your life to be with me in heaven. I promise you, you will not regret it. I entreat you, my dear ones, go about your life as if you didn't exist. Live only for others. Give until it hurts. Do not worry about anything. My Father in heaven is proud of you, and he will sustain you until it is time to come home. Be fearless. After all, what can they do to you? If you are living for me alone, you know that to be absent from the body is to be present with me in heaven. I will give you courage in that hour. I will never turn my back on you or forsake you, because I have loved you with my very own life. Therefore, in that hour, there shall be such a rescue as Stephen had even at his death. Be fearless and filled with love. I am yours, and you are mine, and nothing can separate us. And that was the end of his message. And just a note, we are still buying firewood for the families, and we could use a little more help to reach out. The number of people needing heat has increased. Lord bless you, dear ones. Thank you for taking care of us. And please pray for those who are not prepared for death. This next week could be a very serious week with La Palma continuing to disintegrate and other volcanoes starting up in Indonesia, Japan, and around the world. So please keep people in prayer, especially those you know are at risk of perishing. The Lord bless you, dear ones. We are in this together. Amen.